This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
The first thing I turn on when I wake up.
The best. On Mix 94.1.
You went to a wedding over the weekend, right?
Engagement party.
Oh, engagement party. Gotcha.
Engagement party. Oh, and have you ever been overdressed or underdressed or just inappropriately for an event? Because this was pretty funny. We got there on Saturday night, and which was an engagement party. So I had a suit on, Laura had a nice dress on, and we get there, and the groom side of the family, they're like legit cowboys. So a lot of guys in there with cowboy hats and everything. And a few minutes later, friends of ours come walking in. I see my buddy come walking in. He has a nice suit on. And then his wife comes walking in, and she has this beautiful, very flowery, flowing, gorgeous dress, but also this huge, over-the-top, conductor-style hat. Flowers, like the whole thing coming out of its hat. It's like, whoa, everyone stopped and looked. Like, oh, okay. We see you. It's a nice hat. She looks around the room like, why am I the only one dressed in Kentucky Derby garb? They come over to us, and she's like, why aren't you guys dressed up? I'm like, I got a suit on. She's like, it's a Kentucky Derby themed party. I'm like, no, it's not. Look around the room. There's not one person dressed like it's a Kentucky Derby party. She misread the invitation, and she thought it was a Kentucky Derby themed party. And she showed up with a Kentucky Derby hat on. This thing was huge.
What did the invitation say that you would misread it and think it's Kentucky Derby?
And she mentioned that. I'm like, I didn't pick up on that, and no one picked up on it. But when we got home, we were looking at the invitation, and there was a thing that said, and they are off to the races. It mentioned the couple's name, Cash and Julia. And underneath it said, and they are off to the races. And they're both in the equestrian world. She rides horses. Like I said, he's a cowboy. He rides horses. So horses is part of their life. But she, and I can see how she could see that, but nowhere on the invitation does it says, dress like it's a Kentucky Derby. It's a Kentucky Derby theme party. But she came in with the biggest top. It was hysterical.
Oh, my. I couldn't understand that. I might think the same thing. See, and we're off to the races. Uh-huh. I was like, I'd be like, oh, horse racing part. Okay. I can totally understand that. But imagine you walk in and you're the only one. Like, it's like that scene from Mean Girls where Elle Woods shows up and she's wearing, like, the bunny costume. And, oh, it's not a costume party, but I thought it was. Oh, have you ever showed up somewhere where you were either severely overdressed or severely underdressed? And what happened? I feel bad, but part of me is like, well, that's cool. You get to stand out. Good for you.
And she took the hat off, and it just looked like a really nice dress.
Oh,
it was the hat that, you know, when you walk in with this huge, just way beautiful hat, beautiful Kentucky Derby hat. As soon as she took it off, it just fit in with all the other beautiful ladies wearing dresses and stuff on Saturday. But it was that big, big, big hat that just was like, whoa, that's an attention grabber.
I felt really underdressed. I think it was a couple weeks ago we talked about it on the air. Like, obviously, you know, we work here. We're in our own little studios. We don't have to, like, dress up. I mean, I don't come in here in pajamas by any means, but sometimes some days are more relaxed than others. And I was getting my outfit ready the night before, like I always do. And I'm like, I've got nothing going on tomorrow. I'm just going to wear a pair of jeans and a hoodie and some sneakers. We're going to be good. And I get here and I realize, oh, no, I have to do a Zoom interview with someone. And the hoodie I was wearing said, Nike, right across the shirt of the front of it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? I'm so embarrassed. But I the only alternative I had was one of our mixed T-shirts. And, like, I didn't want to change into that. So I tried to set up my camera where it cut off right above where it said Nike, but I went back
headshot.
I went back and watched, and you can still see the Nike. I didn't cut it off enough just because, yeah, it would have only been my head. And so I just felt so underdressed. And the person I was interviewing, I could tell she was kind of like, oh, hell, look at you. You're very relaxed today. You know, it's bad when someone goes, well, you look comfy. I'm like, oh, I look comfy? Okay. So, yeah, I was severely underdressed for that.
Have you been in that situation? 702-364-9400.
Ellen, good morning. What happened to you?
Hi. So my husband sponsored a table at this really nice gala. And he told me, I didn't see the flyer, he told me it was a black tie event. So I wore a really nice red gown. We even went to go pick up a friend of ours that was sitting at our table, and he mentioned a black and white event. And I said, no, black tie. My husband said black tie. So you just dressed really nice. And he was like, so what color is your dress? And I said red. And he laughed. And I don't think anything of it. And we get to the event, and I notice that a bunch of people are wearing black and white.
Oh, no.
And it was, he said, and everybody else said it wasn't a big deal. But that stuff drives me crazy, and I was uncomfortable the entire night.
Oh, because everyone's staring at you thinking that you knew, but you're like, the rules don't apply to me. I'm going to wear red so I stand out. But little did they know, you did not know what the rule was because they told you the wrong thing. Oh, my gosh. I would totally feel uncomfortable, too. You definitely. That's scary.
But the upside, at least your husband could find you really fast.
Yeah, exactly.
There she is. There's
she's
Ellen.
The one in red. The one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.